happens. We are standing by. We are waiting with bated breath on this Friday to see who's injured, who's not injured, or what the thoughts might be on Sunday's game against the New York Giants. And, you know, we always play this press conference for you. So the other thing we always do on Fridays before a game is quick predicts. It is a Cleveland tradition that we started 13 years ago, and you have always come out in full force for it. I know you love it. You enjoy it. It gives you a chance to be creative. But more than that, it gives us the opportunity to know whether you think the Browns are going to win or lose. So what we want you to do coming up at about 1:40 is we want you to call 216-474-0092 or hit us up on the X at CLE Talking Heads, and then you tell us the score of the Browns-Giants game. Please make sure you have the bigger score first, and then you give us the headline for Monday morning. So pretty simple. Give us a score, give us a headline, and it is quick predicts. It's not take an hour to explain everything. Just say it, get her done, tell your friends you're going to be on the air. It'll be very exciting. I'll probably make you the most popular person at your cookout tonight. So, or your I don't know, sitting around the campfire tonight or going
really
to watch high school football tonight. So all of those things. Dan, you know, as we do talk a little bit about this week's game, what is important for the Browns? How do you think the Browns win this game?
So this is one of those games that's always tough because you should beat the Giants. Like, I would love to come out here. Like, this is one of those games, like, it feels like last year's Arizona game where you're, like, walking in there and you're like, all right, how are we going to do this? Like, this should be an easy win. We should sleepwalk our way to the victory. That's how I feel about this Giants game. Like, you should beat the Giants. Cover Malik Nabers. Let Daniel Jones beat himself. Let him throw interceptions. They're going to try to run the ball. They won't be able to do it because they let Saquon Barkley go for reasons we all can't totally figure out.
Mm-hmm.
And the defense of the Giants is good. Like, it's not a train wreck or anything like that. But, you know, it's not like an all-world defense or anything in between there. Like, these games are so hard because you get so pumped. Like, we got so pumped for week one. We got so pumped for Trevor week two. And in this one, it's like, all right, here comes Daniel Jones. So, yeah, cover Malik Nabers. Outside of that, let everybody else do their darndest.
Yeah, I just think the Browns need to find themselves in a position where the offense can get moving. I do think it's big deal if Jack Conklin can play. If they could just get one of their tackles back, I think it makes a difference. If you get both of them, then I really feel like it's going to make a difference because, you know, those times that Deshaun Watson has been staring at the sky, you have to wonder, well, what does the offensive line look like?
All right, our injury report, which is brought to you by Slater and Zers. Experience you need, results you want. Visit SlaterZers.com to get your free consultation. Injury report, Jack Conklin is questionable. Jedrick Wills, questionable. David Njoku is out. Pierre Strong is out.
All right, so one more time. Out is who?
David Njoku, Njoku. Pierre Strong. Jack Conklin, questionable. Also, Jedrick Wills, questionable.
I don't know. The last 2 weeks we've gone through this, and at game time I've always thought that I thought that Jack was going to play. Like last week, and it was just listening to all the people that you kind of know would know, people that are out there at practice, and you know he keeps pushing, and I really felt like it was – I'm sure they knew before they came to the stadium last week, but – it felt like a game time decision last week. I gotta believe this is a true game time decision this week on him. He's gotta be close, right? I mean, it's a long road, especially from the injury that he suffered and you know the repairs that they had to do to get him back on the field. But it just feels like he gets closer and closer and closer and closer. And you would hope that this week is the week. So that offensive line is just it hasn't been what we've seen it in the past. But that's because of injury and inexperience. And if they're going to be able to come through on this, they're going to have to absolutely have that offensive line be intact as we get farther along down the road. And then you start entering into these games against the AFC North. I always want to say AFC Central. I don't know why I'm flashing back today, but AFC North.
Yeah, we'll see when it comes to the AFC North. We will have Kevin Safansky for you ASAP. A couple of things going on in the background. We will have it for you as once he is done, we will spin that for you as quick as possible.
Okay. So yep. We will still have quick predicts then, right?
Yes, yes. We will still do quick predicts. Everything good there.
Okay.
Look, this feels like, do you have any indication that this is any kind of a trap game? Like, I was told a long time ago that there's at every single NFL season.
I feel like every game, I mean, you could say, you virtually could, I respect the Giants a little bit more because you know they're going to get a win, right? And the question is it going to be against the Browns? There's just something about the way they played at home last year after losing to the Ravens and how they defended their own house after that. I thought that was important. I think that's important going into this game. I think the crowd is going to be extremely riled up for Sunday, especially because, you know, you're talking about inducting Phil Dawson into the Legends Club. You're talking about Jim Donovan, the first non-player ever. I was just watching a video online where the two of those guys were talking, and I do think those are the kind of things that inspire the crowd. How many times have you heard Kevin Stefanski doesn't talk about a lot of things with passion. I'm not trying to say without passion, but you know what he looks like in the locker room when he's talking to the team afterwards. I do know that when he talks about trying to get the fans there early and trying to make a difference, like, I think that's legit. I think there's a lot of times you'll hear coaches go, "Well, we got to get there early. The fans got." I think Kevin sees a genuine value in what a loud, loud stadium can be, especially for your defense. And so I think you're going to have that. I think fans are going to be excited. As far as I know, that game's still planned for halftime, that they're going to do an alumni game for flag football at halftime. Those are all things that get the fans going. I love our fans, man.
Yes, and that is a huge part of this. But the only reason I look at it this way is I don't think the Giants are as bad as we
I don't think the they are either. Record.
I don't think that they're
especially the way folks were talking at the beginning of the week. Like, I think the Browns are winning. I just don't. It's not going to be a blowout. Like, right. I think a team, you know, if the Browns can get to 21, it's not even 21. It's three touchdowns. Like, you know, so if something goes haywire after the touchdown, that's fine. But they need to get to three. I mean, like, Deshaun's got to throw a couple touchdown passes.
It would be nice. It would be really nice to see the offense just click and go absolutely nuts. It's just one of those things that I always remember somebody telling me, which is every time you look at a schedule, there is one game that you're supposed to lose that you win.
I know.
And there is one game that you're supposed to win that you lose. And so that's the only thing when I look at the schedule, it's like, okay, is this maybe the game that you're supposed to win that you lose?
Well, on paper, you could have said the Browns could have lost last week. On paper.
Right.
Jim is in Strongsville. Hi, Jim.
What's happening, Jim?
Hey, guys. Before I get into it, do we know who's busting up the guitar yet?
No, they haven't announced that one yet.
It might be
Phil Dawson. Might be. I have no idea.
I think the crowd would go absolutely nuts if it was Jim Donovan. But I don't know if that's going to be possible.
It was neat to see him. Go watch the video. I thought it was really neat to see the conversation between Jim and Phil. So,
Now comes my argument. Andy, listen, everybody on your station keeps saying this. Well, if we get our two tackles back. Listen, I listen to all you guys.
Okay, go ahead.
I listened to all you guys all off. We've got three tackles. How do you keep DeJuan Jones on the bench? And now all of a sudden he's a backup that we have to get replaced with a guy coming off injury. I'm more worried about Joel Bitonio getting bashed into the backfield on too many plays. I start to worry about him maybe getting up there in age, because if you guys look at our running game, look, the tackles have obviously not been great, especially on the outside pass rush. But our guards, our middle of our line has been getting blown back into the backfield. That's where the concern lies for me, not so much with these guys on the outside. Now, if I could get one of the tackles back and get James him out of there, that would help. But I just think when you say both of our tackles, you know, oh, we're playing with two back. And I know maybe you didn't mean it, but I've heard that over and over again.
I'm saying. Here's the difference, and this is where I'm getting at, that at least one of those guys may give Deshaun Watson a fraction of a second more, and that might be all he needs. Does that make sense? Like, I just feel like things are collapsing awful fast. Okay. And part of it is, Deshaun drives me crazy when he hangs on to the ball too long. So maybe if he's hanging on as long as he needs to and he's got a little bit of veteran support up front, that could be the difference in the game. That's my big point there. And I'm not expecting both these guys to be back.
Look, moving James Hudson out of there, look, he truly is a backup. That will help a ton. But, I mean, the Browns have been doing a ton of stuff. They've been playing a lineman in there at fullback for a lot. At least they did a lot last week. So, I mean, they're adjusting to not having him out there. But you're right. It will make a huge difference. But from what it sounds like, if Coughlin sounds like he's the closer one, and you're going to be playing somewhat out of position at left tackle.
Yeah.
I know. But you know what I mean? How did we get to the point, by the way, where we're like, we have three tackles? Well, if only one of them is really naturally a left tackle, I don't think we have three tackles. We have two that can play one position and only one guy that can play that left side. That's concerning, you know, as you get into it, you actually, you know, you start finding this stuff out. But
right.
That's my only bone of contention is I hate when people say that because I think it's like letting the Browns off the hook somewhat with their mistakes. So that's that.
Jim, I appreciate it. Look, my thing is with this is it's so hard. Like, I know that they knew Jedrick Wills was banged up and he was coming off of surgery and all that kind of stuff. And Jack Conklin was coming off of it as well. Would you have liked to have somebody better than James Hudson? Sure. That would be nice. But you can't pay everybody. Like, you can't just turn around and hand out boatloads of cash to whatever tackle you think to come cover yourself. Not to mention, some of those guys are getting more money than you have, mixed with the fact that a lot of those guys want opportunity.
Right.
So it's like, yes, would you have felt better if it was James Hudson, or would you have felt better if it was fourth-round rookie X? Like, okay, probably even, maybe lean toward James Hudson. Like, that's where I understand it when it comes to the offensive line side. The thing Jim said about Joe Bitonio might be the quiet like thing that we all don't want to talk about is that he's getting pushed around a little bit. And I would love to live in a world where he is not getting pushed around in that way. But at least through two games, he's getting pushed around a little more than we all want to say out loud.
All right, we are going to do quick predicts when we come back. Stand by. We will do that for you. You're going to tell us the score of the game on Sunday and the headline. That's quick predicts, 216-474-0092.